This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, two great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget to everybody working here on the Third Watch right now. Let's not forget about them, because we want to thank them for doing what needs to be done to keep America rolling along. And let's also not forget that we want to thank everybody that's working right now, which includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center haulers out there, Felix and the gang and John the mail hauler, getting the mail delivered so we can have a Christmas holiday. By the way, so suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel where it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on the Getter site. And we're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, all as Captains America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, we got the one and only Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say
hey,
the pledge. What?
Just over the break, we heard from Dave in Sandusky.
Yeah.
And we wanted to say, give a shout out to him. And also, we heard from Wally earlier checking in the chat room. And so we appreciate that too.
Yes, sir. All right. You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, we're going to go right to the phone to begin with before I get to what I'm going to do next. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Professor, and good morning, Captain. It is I, Jennifer, from just outside the People's Republic of Boulder.
Hello there. What's up? Besides snow.
Remember, we'll get ours soon. In the Flight 103, Lockerbie, Scotland,
yep.
If you remember, it was quite messy. There was a lot of cleanup that had to be done.
Yep.
It was supposed to blow up over the ocean, but unfortunately it went over land, so right. A bunch of people from Langley in suits had to go up to Lockerbie, Scotland and pick up a whole bunch of pieces of paper, because there would be things that would be very embarrassing if they got out.
Okay, I hear you, but keep going.
Well, let's put it this way. People who made sure that the bomb went on the plane they felt they were justified in doing so, and they weren't people from the Middle East.
Well, the person that they just arrested was one of the four Libyan security people that supposedly Muammar Gaddafi bragged about when he said he was responsible for it.
Well, let's put it this way. They were just the hired help.
All right, so they got, so they paid it and hired. Now, what is your source for all this?
Let's just say my sources are such that I better not speak of them. But the point is, the people who did it felt they were justified in doing it, and the company has the right to protect itself. They feel that way, and if they have to blow up a plane to do it, they will do so.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that on the phone here, and I thank you very much, and if we don't talk to you again...
Have a good evening.
Yes, have a great holiday if we don't talk to you again. Okay, so that was a call from Colorado. Now, Kyle, I got another caller here, so let me see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's your friend Cheryl. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Listen, I know what I have to share is not that important,
but
I think it's important that I share it, okay?
Sure.
This has to do with the power company in the area. They have a tendency to send advertisements out with their statements. So you're getting an envelope that states that it's a power company, if you get my meaning.
Right.
With the address and everything. And then you get these advertisements that are added in with your statement.
Right.
I have called the commissioners. I have called the company. And I have made myself known that I do not agree with that, that they are representing those companies and therefore giving the idea that they are supportive of those specific companies that they're including in the mailings. I am charged a fee to be a customer of that company, and I don't think that that's correct that they should do that, and I think that it's really quite technically illegal to
What are they trying to sell you?
They include the famous medical alert system and the
a power company selling that?
Well, they're including those little flyers.
Mm-hmm.
And they include that in with your statement. Sometimes if you indicate that you would prefer that they not send that to you, they will take those out of there and you will not receive them.
All right. Well, Sarah, I got to go because I'm coming up on a hard break, but I want to thank you for your call and for telling the people about it. How's that?
Oh, well, you take care, okay?
All right. Thank you. And by the way, Tuesday night, folks, that's tomorrow, I will be at Mixon's Fruit Farm for the Christmas party for the Manatee Patriots and friends. We're going to be there. We're going to have a great time, all of us, and I'll be the MC for what's going to be a great event, I'm sure. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. God help America. God save America. And we aren't going to let America go down the toilet, not on this show anyway. I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor, and they have saved me a bunch of grief over the last just about 9 years, coming up on about a week away on 9 years. Now, the grief they've gotten rid of with me is the intense pain and the suffering and the swelling and all that I was going through, because this product is all natural. It's designed to help you with your pain, with your inflammation, with whatever it is you got going on, because Relief Factor will go right straight to the source of the inflammation, the swelling, and even lower or completely eliminate the pain that you're in, depending on what it is that it will do for you. Everybody's going to be a little different here. Some people can take a pack and their pain is gone. Some people might have to take a second pack a couple of hours or so later with meal. You always take this with food, by the way. And then they'll get rid of their pain. But whatever it is, whatever it takes, it works. That's all I know. It works. And it works because it's all natural. All natural. 100% drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what's in it. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, and also helps with the blood circulation. A lot of people have a problem with circulation, which is why they get swelling. And this will help you with that because of what's in it. Now, for $19.95, that's all it costs, the 3-week quick start. Again, 100% drug-free, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 and give it a try. Because like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. And I mean bingo. You hit that right in the head, too, there, Kyle. How about that? Okay, look, I got something to mention here. And, of course, you got a lot of people saying hello here. Let me see, who is this? This is Trucker Jim, Trucker Jim. Oh, wait a minute, Trucker Steve is the one I want to mention. He says, Captain, I'm sitting here in Reno, and he says, I'm not going to go over the top yet because it stopped snowing. They're plowing real hard up there, and it looks like as if they're going to try to get the road down as dry as they can get it because it isn't snowing at the moment. So I'm going to wait until later and would suggest anybody that doesn't have to go over the top tonight doesn't and do it in daylight instead. Well, I'm right with you on that one, my friend. I'm right with you. That's the perfect way to do it. You don't want to be up there in the dark and have to put on chains and flashlights and all that crap and do whatever. It's much better in the daytime, if you have to do it at all, that is. Now, Kyle, a former U.S. attorney has said the DOJ is on a path to charge Donald Trump. Do you disagree with that?
No, I think that this is, again, it's like the Holy Grail for them right now, at least for the Biden DOJ. And that's kind of sad to say because it's hard to divorce the idea that there's some sort of political thing going on here. See what it is, right? We'll have to see if it passes muster, if it passes the smell test, because the American people, they don't want their institutions politicized. No matter who's in the White House, they want to make sure that whatever the Department of Justice is doing, certainly bringing charges against somebody, whoever they might be, that it makes sense and that it isn't just part of some political thing.
Well, I agree with everything you said there. And again, their goal is to stop him in his tracks. And if they can indict him, okay, that's going to change the scope of everything because the never-Trumpers, anti-Trumpers, whatever you want to call them, that crowd out there, they're looking for any excuse not to support Donald Trump to be the next candidate from the Republican Party. And that would certainly be the excuse.
Well, it's sure. And even right now, though, Captain, still, I think right now, Donald Trump currently would have a hard time, and I think is having a hard time, getting some pretty big donors or securing that kind of financing, that campaign donor, campaign cash. Remains to be seen, of course. It's not over till it's over. I do think these anti-Trumpers, like you were talking about, the never-Trumpers, no matter, let's just say for the sake of argument, Donald Trump's campaign doesn't really take off. They're still going to want to try to destroy him because they're trying to send a message as well to anybody who ever voted for Donald Trump. And not just Donald Trump the man, but talking about the Trumpism, what's come to be known as Trumpism, and the ability of dealing like with China with from a position of strength or being energy independent, all these kinds of things. It's a slap down. It has to be.
Now, Ukraine's President Zelensky said he recently had a telephone call with Joe Biden and thanked him for the unprecedented help in the Ukraine with all the things that he's been doing for them. And we're talking about, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars in the last year, but it's substantial.
Well, it sure is. It sure is. And, it may be one of the only things standing between Ukraine and Russia taking over for real. At some point, Vladimir Putin could use an awful lot more force, although he's had so many problems and depleted a lot of his resources already. There've always been issues with Ukraine. We've got to be able to differentiate those between the immediate threat of Russia and the long-term issues of that were already sort of there before the invasion.
Do you remember the grants that were given out in 2020 and the money that was given to Zuckerberg, where it became known as Zuckerbucks because he was lending it to other people in his system? Do you remember all that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Back in 2020, yeah.
Well, those grants are starting to renew again. There's going to be more.
Okay, right.
And a new profit group, a nonprofit group that became part of the controversy for distributing the money, which was run by Zuckerberg, one of his charities or whatever is suddenly back in the crosshairs.
Yes, very much so. And, of course, the idea of these Zuckerbucks, you know, get tied up with the idea of the elections and helping Democrats and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately?
Right?
That sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then, of course, when we talk about Facebook, we talk about as well the Russian propaganda and disinformation. And I guess Russia is just manipulating our elections all over again. Right? I mean, you know, we're supposed to believe all that. And, of course, there are going to be foreign powers who would love to be able to try to influence something, but it seems like they've given Russia some kind of magic powers or something like that. I don't know about you, Captain. I don't think I've ever been swayed by Russian propaganda for anything.
No, and certainly not for magic powers.
Right.
All right, well, let's throw this out there. Your mayor in L.A. yesterday, the new mayor, Bass, former congresswoman, has now taken charge. What's your first goal?
Well, one of the first things she's going to be talking about is the homeless crisis. This was a big campaign issue. Rick Caruso had a campaign plan or a homeless plan that seemed to garner a lot more support than Karen Bass's did. But the issue of homelessness in L.A. is just absolutely overwhelming. I don't even know if they're going to be able to make any kind of dent or if she really will make some kind of dent in this.
So you don't think the homeless situation out there can be helped at all?
Well, I'm sure that it can be, but I think it's multifaceted because you do have some issues where people are not in the right mind and they're not looking to go get a house or get a home or something. They have some different kinds of issues.
I got an idea. Do they not have any wooded areas there, kind of isolated by themselves?
I'm sure, yeah, of course they do, yeah.
Well, why don't you just take the homeless people on the street and let them have their cardboard shacks or whatever, or build them a lean-to or something and turn them loose in the woods? I mean, come on, problem solved. They're out of the city.
Well, Caruso had an idea to try to get 30,000 beds in 300 days. I don't think Karen Bass had something similar to that. But like typical Democrat structure, it seems to me, Captain, that they're going to, you know, say they want to do something about it, but not really.
You can make a lean-to and give everybody their own little lean-to to live in. I mean, that's at least something compared to what they got. All right, hold that thought. We'll be back with more, and we'll talk more about lean-tos. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Reno, Nevada on our new affiliates AM 1060 and FM 93.7. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A strong 6.0 magnitude earthquake shook southern Mexico Sunday morning, sending nervous residents of the capital out into the street. The United States Geological Survey said the earthquake's epicenter was 2.5 miles northwest of Coral Faso near the beach resort of Acapulco. Tensions were high in northern Kosovo on Sunday, with Serbs blocking roads after shots and explosions rang out overnight. No injuries were reported. The roads were blocked with heavy vehicles and trucks a day after the Serbian president said he would ask the NATO-led peacekeeping force in Kosovo to permit the deployment of 1,000 Serb troops in the Serb-populated north of Kosovo, saying they are being harassed there. And NASA's Orion capsule hurtled through space on Sunday on the final return leg of its voyage around the moon and back, winding up the inaugural mission of the Artemis lunar program 50 years to the day after Apollo's final moon landing. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch. To all of you there, God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. And by the way, folks, don't forget about Heroes Mile, spelled HEROES Mile.com. HeroesMile.com. Now, I want you to go over there, veterans especially, first responders also, and take a look at what they have to offer on their website, heroesmile.com. Now, a lot of you don't particularly care to go to the VA for something as personal and as important as your state of mental health or your problems with your money or problems with your business, problems with your job, problems with your marriage. You just don't want to get other people involved in that. Well, at Heroes Mile, you're going to be talking to veterans and first responder people that have been either or both about your situation. And it's going to be better than what you've had to deal with before, because many of these people have been in the same boat that you are right now, and they can relate 100%, unlike some kid out of college that has no clue what he's talking about. So here's what I want you to do. If you're having problems and you need a little help or a little guidance or want to talk to somebody, go to the website Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com. Check them out online. You can communicate with them right there in the chat room. Or you can give them a call. Their number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW-2. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's your phone number. And Heroes Mile is the website. H-E-R-O-E-S, mile.com. Check them out. See what they can do to help you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, we've got a caller in the line, but before I get to the caller, I want to reel out one other little thing here. We talked about your congresswoman who took over as mayor in L.A., Congresswoman Bass, now Mayor Bass, correct?
That's correct.
And we've got this big, great big deal going on down in Mexico City. You probably have heard about it before. It's one of the world's most visited and beloved religious venues. The Devotion to Virgin Mary will be drawing millions, millions to the Mexico City Shrine over the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's right. It starts, I mean, it takes place, I believe, at the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yep.
In Mexico City. That's right.
And Mexico is extremely concerned about terrorism.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't it be? It's a major metropolitan city, and this big event is there. Goes back, evidently, to an apparition witnessed by an indigenous Mexican man of the Virgin Mary that he claimed back in 1531.
Wow.
A long time ago.
All right. And it's after 1492, so Columbus had already been here. All right. Hold the thought. I think we have Elliot in Wesley Chapel on the phone. Let's see. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes. Good morning, Captain, and West Coast Kyle. Look here, Captain. I want to run this by you guys right quick, see what you think. America, you know, the far-left socialist Democrats have selected one of the most dangerous, ignorant, at times, Hakeem Jeffries out of Crown Heights in Brooklyn. Now, to lead their party. That's right.
Yeah.
Jeffries is an extreme top-shelf radical leftist. His uncle is the radical Leonard Jeffries. His speeches is all up on YouTube. Check it out. You are who you hang with. Hakeem is 30% of Nancy Pelosi. He is 30% of Bernie Sanders. And 40% of Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren wrapped up all together. He is not a conservative in no way. He says and does things in a radical way, whether you like it or not. He is aligned with the far left around the world to make governments succeed total control over American citizens' lives, pretty much the way they do in China. Congress must do a great job and keep the gavel out of the radical hands of this stupid Hakeem Jeffries. He's a dangerous-ass man. Thank you very much, Captain.
Okay, thanks, Elliot. And, Kyle, I'm very familiar with Jeffries on his record. I've read up on him. I've studied a lot of different things that he's involved with. He is definitely, and I'm going to go one step further, he is a hardcore communist. Hardcore. Believes in the Karl Marx theory from cover to cover. Go ahead.
Well, right. You know, and I appreciate very much what Elliot was talking about, because, you know, what I was thinking about when he was saying what he was saying was that, you know, the Democrat Party with Hakeem Jeffries now as their leader, they're heading, Captain, into just a no moderation stance of any kind.
Right.
They're not going to try to build bridges. And really, they're going to drive themselves into being much more of a boutique kind of a party. I mean, I know they want to take over everything and so forth, but their message is not going to.
Do you know what their plan is with this guy?
What's that?
In 4 years or less, say anything to get what you want, but don't necessarily give them what they want. That's his.
Well,
that's his whole modus operandi.
Right, right. It's sort of a bait and switch kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
But we know from their previous sayings, we know from what he's been talking about and what his background is and all this stuff, that this isn't the kind of thing where we're going to see some more common ground on anything, because where politics is headed is into the destroy the enemy sort of a thing, and it's not about working together. And the Democrats at the high levels like this, I think, are just now unabashedly going about that idea.
Well, this is true, and I'll tell you, I'll go one other further step with you. Have you heard him say anything about the attacks on the North Carolina power stations?
I have not, no.
I haven't either. Isn't that kind of odd?
Well, right, of course. Right, because that
would you not call that a terrorist attack?
Yeah, I think it absolutely qualifies, and we're concerned that there will be similar attacks in other places.
And Hakeem Jeffries has said nothing about it?
As far as we know, yes.
Well, I have not heard a word, and I've done go do some research. Go look it up. See what he said. See if he used the word terror.
Right.
Anywhere.
Well, but again, that's right. So because maybe it all depends. If they, I hate to say it in this way, is it the right kind of terrorism that they'd want to go out and make some big stink about, or is it something they just don't really want to mention? Because again, it's all about the goal and the message and the agenda. If it doesn't back it up, they're going to pretend like it doesn't exist.
And if you want to have some fun, go check out and see what Mike Pompeo's been doing the last few weeks to look at some of his comments, because over the weekend he said the Griner Boot Exchange, that's the Merchant of Death, is endangering anyone who's going to travel overseas, especially if they're a celebrity.
Well, of course, they just got back the Merchant of Death. And they traded the Merchant of Death for Brittany Griner, and now it becomes a currency. I hate to say well, let's get another celebrity somebody, and we'll see who we can get for that. I mean, it's a very, very bad world out there where you have people who will come up with these kinds of plans.
Absolutely, and again, who knows what's going to happen next? By the way, the Saudi Arabian foreign minister yesterday said all bets are off if Iran gets a nuclear weapon.
Well, that's exactly right. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon and we believe that it's operational, that it can be deployed at any moment, guess who's going to do something about it in a very big way? That would be Israel. And now, we could still be off to the races in the Middle East with a huge war.
Now, there are five Republicans from the House who ignored the January 6th panel's subpoenas to testify, correct?
Right.
It's widely believed right now that because we're coming in on the end of the year and they're going to lose their ability to do whatever, because that committee is either going to be disbanded or it's going to be changed dramatically. It's widely believed that the Republicans who ignored the January 6th panel subpoenas are going to have nothing, I repeat, nothing happen to them.
It could very well be.
I say it's about time.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yep, we got an update for you on the weather. It's not getting any better out there in some of those spots. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots. Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute, let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road crib when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, bagging in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge, just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you. I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver Queen Corn.
righty, Kyle. Three guesses in the first two don't count. Who is that?
That's Luke Bryan, I believe.
Yeah, what's the name of that song?
It's What Makes You Country.
You betcha. And I'll tell you what, it's really fun watching that because it's kids depicting him growing up is what it is, and him singing a song. So it's really good. All right, well, I'm not going to get into the description of what's going on. I'm going to turn you loose and let you do what you got to do because I got plenty to say after you get done. Go ahead.
Well, Captain, just last hour we got a message. I believe was it Trucker Steve?
Uh-huh.
I believe it was sitting in Reno waiting for waiting to get ready to go over the top of Donner Pass.
And he told us something.
Stopped snowing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right. He told us that it stopped snowing, but really, really advises to wait until they're ready as they get the road ready to go over the top there. So looking here on the map, and I don't think we're seeing the snow come across Donner right now, but it is in that vicinity, so you got to be careful. And it's cold. We continue to have snow, of course, near Boise, north of that up to Weiser, down towards Twin Falls. If you're in Pocatello, Idaho Falls, if you're near Twin Falls, you got snow coming across the interstate. Certainly in Salt Lake City. Earlier in I-80, we had a little bit of snow. A little bit left there, and a lot of it's gone, moved north right now. But if you're in the area of Emory, you've got snow coming across the road there as well. We've also got snow over near Grand Junction. That's along the border between Utah and Colorado right now, I-70, so be careful there. We continue to have snow in northern Arizona. This is going to turn into sleet and rain as you head down towards Phoenix. And, of course, Southern California, we're waiting for that big rest of the storm to come through the middle of the night into the travel time in the morning. The morning commute should be out by about the afternoon. But right now in Sacramento, Interstate 5 up there, you definitely got a lot of rain there. San Jose as well. California 99 near Merced and Madeira, you've got rain there as well. Be careful out there, folks, and we'll see you on the next one.
All right, folks. Well, North Dakota, South Dakota, down into Nebraska, you've got a combination of snow, you've got a combination of freezing rain, you've got a combination of sleet. Everything, the temperatures are all below freezing, so you got bad weather. Coming out of Wyoming on I-80, I'm going to tell you right now, you got a blizzard warning all the way over to Lincoln, Nebraska. All the way over to Lincoln, Nebraska from Wyoming. So that's not going to be pretty getting up on that road. So be careful and allow yourself plenty of time. Now, there is fog. But I think the fog may be freezing because of what the temperatures are in the central lower part of Nebraska, in the central part of Kansas, in the central part of Oklahoma, over into Plainview, Texas, over into Lubbock, Texas, on down to Pecos, Texas, and over towards Midland, Texas, and over into the southeastern corner of New Mexico. That fog could be freezing in some places because of what the temperature is. Now, that being said, let's continue with the snow because we got it up in Minnesota, right across through the Twin Cities. And again, that's a mixture right now of precipitation. There's freezing rain, there's sleet, and there's snow. Take your pick depending on where you're at. All the way to Duluth. Now, coming on down southwestern corner of Minnesota, down into the southwestern third of Iowa, you got some fog, dense fog. And you're going to have more dense fog when you get down into Georgia along I-20, across into Alabama, over to Birmingham. Very dense fog and a dense fog warning there. 75 around Atlanta, you're going to have about a 50 or 60-mile north-south swath of it. 20, it's going to be all the way from Alabama all the way to South Carolina. Now, down below on I-10 tonight, the fog starts out about Mobile, comes on over towards Grand Bay, Alabama, and over into right along the Mississippi-Louisiana line, and stops right there. It does not go into New Orleans tonight, so you're safe on that part, so far anyway. And then we've got some snow tonight up in the Catskill Mountains, up from about Poughkeepsie, up north of Albany, out west towards Utica, and over east towards Boston. And I do believe, Kyle, you told me it was snowing in Boston. And take it away after you tell me that, and tell us how to hear your show. Go ahead. Whoop, wait a minute. Go ahead. There you go.
Yeah, that's right, Captain. Yeah, we heard from our daughter this afternoon, and it was snowing in Boston. And so the snow's coming in there. But, yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And keep in mind, you drivers out there, the storm is coming across. It's going to continue to come across. It's going all the way to the East Coast, especially up on 80, 90, 94. More than likely 40, north to 40. You'll have quite a bit of precipitation of some sort, again, all the way across to the East Coast. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. That's FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this bad guy that they nailed, the Libyan?
He was a bomb maker of the bomb that was on the Pan Am flight, Lockerbie. And he was the one that, that Gaddafi congratulated for a successful mission.
Mentioned by name.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
So he is now in U.S. custody. Where, I don't know. But, yeah, that one's a big one.
Now, there are still people at large, or have they been caught, or what's the deal?
Well, we had one several years ago that was in custody. I'm not sure I remember what happened to him, but later, I don't know if he served or anything, but he did die.
Yeah, somebody had cancer and died. That might have been the one.
I think it was one that they let out early or something,
right,
if I recall,
right,
because of health reasons, and it turned out to be not be a health reason. We were being punked on that one.
Right.
But nonetheless, we have this guy, and how they tracked him down would be an interesting story to hear that one.
Yeah, we haven't heard that yet, but I'm sure in due time we will.
Probably.
Yep. So this is a star, a feather in our cap, so to speak, a star, a big gold star on the board, but it's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to some of the stuff going on in the world in which we live in.
True enough. You know, we've got Americans that are being held hostage in Iran, and I think that we're somewhere around 60 Americans that are being detained in various countries. For various reasons. So there's still work to be done there.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're going to be coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And you can reach us at 877-969-8600 if you have any questions for Denise. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.